Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, Prime members. Are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.com/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They say opposites attract. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is the best bed for couples. You like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft? Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm? Sleep Number does that too. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know where we are, where we've been, what's happening?
Well, so the last time we were on here, which was a while ago.
It was.
We read Hosea chapter 3.
We did.
And in that chapter, it was a really short chapter.
It was.
And it kind of reiterated some of the things that had already happened. Basically, it was God telling Hosea to buy back his whore of a wife or whatever.
Right.
And eventually, you know, they'll reconcile. And that's kind of a metaphor for whatever.
That's the right word.
What's going to happen to Israel.
Yeah.
Right.
Israel is the whore wife and God is the forgiving husband that'll buy back his land.
Which I still think is hilarious. Like Hosea is being used as a real time, metaphor for what's happening to Israel.
Right.
Right? Like, this person's supposedly a real person, hypothetically.
Right.
Right? And he is directly having to take the actions to represent what is happening and what will happen to Israel.
Right.
That's just weird. It's fucking... I know I say weird a lot, but it really is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I have a better word for it. It's just... It's fucking weird.
It's bizarre.
Sure. Yeah. I guess I could use, you know...
It's odd.
I need to use the thesaurus, but...
It's strange.
Still.
Yeah.
I just
It's don't, not normal.
Those things, right? So, speaking of not normal.
And also speaking of, so why has it been so long?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's preface it with this. Mm-hmm. We did a half hour episode that is available for anybody to the public on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you head over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse, you can listen to What Happened to Wife.
Yes.
And oh boy, it is a fucking story.
You might not even believe it. It would be like if I won the lottery, but opposite.
Yeah.
Like exactly opposite.
Right. Stuff we're still dealing with, by the way.
Yeah.
But so that being said, we're going to try to be back on schedule, but we don't want to make any, like, 100% promises. Because wife has some, let's just say, drugs that knock her out some nights.
Some lingering pain issues.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you want the full story, like I said, it's a half-hour fucking episode. that we did on Patreon.
Yeah.
For free, for anybody.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hop over there.
Yeah, you don't have to be a paying member, so
yeah.
It's available to the public.
So, and speaking of Patreon, we actually have a new member.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So I want to do a shout out for Clara Y.
Clara?
Yeah, or they said that we could try to pronounce it, let's see, it's their Dutch nickname, which is Clarcha.
Hold on.
Right there.
Phonetically, you would say Clarcha.
Clarcha.
Okay.
We're going to go with Clarcha. Okay. So that's who is our new patron.
Clarcha!
And
Thank you.
we have more coming. So like I just wanted to say that. Like, so we're behind because we've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the specifically just get back into it and say thank you to Clarcha.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Clara has been around for a while, like in and out of different places. So like I think we've seen them on some
different
of our
platforms.
Social media platforms and things. So I know of them.
Well, where they really ought to be is come hang out with us on our Discord when we do our Discord.
They are over there sometimes.
On the lives?
I think they may have showed up on one, maybe two.
Oh.
Possibly.
Well, pardon me, Clarcha.
Yeah.
I apologize.
But yeah, so thank you so much.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much.
Apparently one of the things that, you know, got them to be an atheist was that their parents read the Bible to them. I'm saying.
Mistake.
At least that's the way I'm interpreting what they said to us. So. which is kind of the impetus, part of the impetus of what we're doing, right? Like,
making
if we
us
just
even
read
more.
It and comment on it,
yeah.
It's there it is, right? It's
yeah.
It's there for everybody to see. And if you actually take the time to see it,
mm-hmm.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking weird.
It's weird, yo.
Yeah.
Y'all, the Bible's so weird.
It is. All right. So we just got done. Well, not just. The last episode we did was Hosea chapter 3.
Correct.
Which means that today we're going to be getting into
Hosea chapter 4.
That's right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right. So we are hopping here into Hosea chapter 4.
Hosea chapter 4.
Oh, if you insist.
I mean, we just. Just for clarity. No?
All right. If somebody skipped the intro.
I'm saying that it could happen.
It could.
You know?
It could.
Be like Patreon fucking bull. Just get to the shit. You know?
Yeah.
There might be somebody out there that does that. I don't, you know?
It's true.
Who's that?
But Hose Head is more fun.
I don't disagree.
And I'm sorry, but this whole book is just one big Hose Head. Don't you agree?
Thus far, yes.
All right.
I'm not... It. Like, the realism of this is just, like, and we said this about Daniel, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not for real.
It's over
right?
the top. It's so
this
silly.
This is not a thing that, either this guy just really fucking hated his wife and just wanted to talk shit in the Bible for all time for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
Or this is just played up and bullshit.
Like, if I wanted to... Here's the thing. Like, I want to not ever talk about my exes ever. Like, I don't want to write them into a book
right.
forevermore about how much they suck and I hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I want to just live without them in my thoughts. You know? Like, never think of my exes again. Isn't that the way you would prefer to live?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, let's just not think of them ever.
Right.
So, yeah, they must have been going through it.
Well, I get the sense that maybe... They thought that this would be a better way for people to relate to this relationship that they're trying to describe with God, right?
Sure.
If we can put it in a personal scenario.
Boil it down to a one-on-one thing.
Yeah, it would be easier for people to understand what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's where this book came from,
sure.
right?
I mean, they say that, so right.
A want to be able to describe this relationship to the masses and why,
like,
these things are happening.
You are sinning so bad that you are basically being as shitty as an adulterous wife.
Which apparently only men mattered back then, so mm-hmm. that's how they wrote this.
Right.
And in modern relevance, it has zero.
Exactly. Unless you're like part of that whole trad universe.
Sure. In my world, it has zero relevance, okay?
Yeah, I think in the majority of the... right thinking,
progressive.
I said right thinking, but I meant correct
thinking, yeah.
Not right as in Christian,
right
as in correct.
Yes.
And good and progressive and liberal and educated and trying to
that,
do.
That is correct. Yes. Right, even. Fuck
off. All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Hear the word of the Lord, ye Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land.
Okay.
This is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is, oh, okay. So we're starting out this chapter with God laying out the, here's how y'all done fucked up.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a grocery list of how much I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's in every book, right? Right. There is like a list in every fucking book of the Bible of how much God hates his people.
You're a worm. Let me tell you the ways why.
It blows me away. Like, why? If you spent this much time talking about how much you hated a person, would you then turn around and say that you love that person?
And worship them.
I don't get it. No, I'm talking about God.
Right.
If God hates them this much,
right?
Why do you then turn around and say you love them? Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? You either hate them or you love them.
Right.
But you can't be both, right? If you love them, you're going to love, you love them regardless of their flaws, regardless of their failings, and you protect and take care of them regardless, because you have literally, and I mean literally, all the power, right?
But,
you can change their hearts. You can kill them all. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but you choose to hate them and torture them and spread them out and do all these shitty things that are just horrible to them.
Right.
And you want to then say you love them.
Yeah.
And I don't agree. That is not that what is, love is.
That is not love. Yeah. And I can just hear somebody saying, oh, you wouldn't understand. It's a godly love. Well, see, but godly love should be better than human love. And it's not. That's not. That's just bad math, friends.
But here, and the other side of this is that love and respect has evolved in human nature, right? From the times of the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? But the ideas that are presented in the Bible, obviously, because we're talking about ideas that are thousands of years old, those ideas have not evolved with us.
Right. Exactly.
Right? So they have been, we are still worshiping a God that we are, that still, because we still use the same fucking book, is promoting archaic ideas of what love is and what respect is and what any of these ideas represent, and we're treating it as the gospel.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not compatible with today's society. It's just not compatible.
It's not compatible with any functioning society where people are equals.
Right. Especially with regard to how they talk about and treat women in the Bible.
Or people of color.
And that's particularly why I don't like this book.
Right.
Right. Exactly. We're talking in terms of a poor woman, right? Like, that's how we're referring to the shittiness of Israel.
Yeah.
We're already off on a bad foot.
You fucking whore. Like, what? Like,
it went wrong from the first fucking words.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, let's just not.
But anyway, here we are. We're in the Bible.
Grocery list. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here's how much I hate you. Here's what you've done.
Okay.
There is only cursing, lying and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed.
Wow.
Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away.
Hmm. I see.
The beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away.
Hmm.
That's
interesting.
That's not a thing that we did by lying. That's a thing that God maybe did for being pissed.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Those are actions that God would, because that's not natural. Those are not natural phenomenons. If those things were happening, that was not natural phenomenons.
Right. Exactly.
Or at least they're being exaggerated at the very least.
Sure.
So.
But let no one bring a charge. Let no one accuse another, for your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother.
Wait, what's like a trooper who brings charges against a priest? What's that? Are they saying that's a bad thing to bring charges? Because
he's saying that you would think that the priest would be better, but here, let me just tell you a thing or two. He's about to into the priest, or even fucking worse.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, on then that account, he's right.
So he's going to destroy your mother. Yeah. it's funny because, like, it's got mother dash.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next line is a new sentence. So all I could think was that the rest of the word was fucker. Like,
oh, yeah.
I will destroy your motherfucker. But no, it's just mother.
Well, they wouldn't have said motherfucker.
No, I know. Yeah, right. But that's where my mind
went. Yeah, obviously.
Because I am three.
Right.
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priestesses. Priesties. Priests.
Okay. Okay. The knowledge would be the word of God that they're supposed mm-hmm. to hear but are not?
Yeah.
Is that
the Torah?
Is that the knowledge? Law. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Right. He's saying, y'all have rejected it. And so I reject you bitches. How about that? Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children.
Oh, that's fair.
Which is your followers, you know? So he's saying, priests, since you fucked up, I'm going to punish the people that follow you.
And this is where I have a real problem with the way mm-hmm. God treats people. Because mm-hmm. he treats the followers of the priests who are getting it wrong.
Yeah.
The same way he would treat somebody that's getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. But the problem is that it's people higher up, right? He doesn't talk to the people
right.
directly.
Right.
So when he's saying this, he's saying, I don't give a fuck whether you got the message or not. Mm-hmm. I'm still punishing you.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. That's not fair.
No.
And I have been told, yeah, God's not fair. Like, as though, why did you expect that he would be? And I'm like, because you want me to love this dude?
Yeah.
I don't love people that aren't fair and just.
Well, and when you dig into it enough, they're like, well, that was Old Testament. They treated people differently back in the Old Testament. And I'm like, why? Why did God treat people differently back in the Old Testament? Well, they needed a different type of harsher love back then. Why, but hold on. These people didn't even know what God was saying, because they weren't being told.
Right.
So this has nothing to do with them needing a harsher love or a harsher whatever. They specifically didn't get the message.
Right.
That's what God is saying.
Yeah.
He's saying they didn't get the message mm-hmm. or that the message was only being told by like one person, Hosea or Daniel or Jeremiah or Isaiah, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Right. One person was telling the correct message while all these other people who were all God's messengers mm-hmm. were telling the wrong message. But you, as a person who doesn't get messages from God, mm-hmm. is supposed to somehow discern which one is correct and which one is wrong.
And then on top of that, I today am supposed to say, yeah, that tracks. I'm going to, you know, follow this God. He's not fair, but that's okay. God doesn't have to be fair. I just decided I'm going to love a God that's not fair.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Right. Like, then that's what bothers me,
like,
right?
Convince me. You're not convincing me. Don't tell me, like, you just can't understand and nobody ever said God is fair. What is his selling point then?
And you're not going to convince me that God was equitable at any point in the Old Testament,
Well, they don't say he was.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. But here's the thing, right? We are supposed to essentially forgive that God mm-hmm. in place of the new Jesus God, right? This Jesus character is supposed to make the old God be redeemed, I guess.
Sure, I guess.
Why should you ever have to have a redemption for a God
right.
that is the same God, that is a different God, but the same God, but a different God, but the same God? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's crazy is what it is.
It's Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
It's God's all the way down.
I just,
but not funny.
And that's not, like, we haven't got to the New Testament yet, but like this whole thing where Jesus is God and God is Jesus and Jesus and God are spirit and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I know you
it
and I
never
have,
fucking makes sense.
You
to
and
me.
I have kind of like broached the topic of the Trinity before. And like, I've not looked it up to research it and explain it, but right. I've tried to tell you like my understanding of it based on just, you know, what I've heard over the years or whatever.
Sure.
And like every time we broach this topic, you're like, nope, I'm out. I got nothing.
It's dumb.
It is dumb.
That's in my opinion.
No, I totally agree.
You know what? To me, it feels like a way to excuse anything away, right? If you want it to be all one God, you can be like, they're all one God.
Yeah.
If you want it to be separate gods, you can be like, well, they're different. They're separate.
Well, he walked the earth as a human, as Jesus, and he's, you know, in your heart as the Spirit, but he's all knowing and the Father of us all as, you know, Yahweh in the sky.
And it follows. What I've discovered is that apologists basically take whatever version works best for any moment, mm-hmm. and that's how they describe away whatever happened.
Yeah.
So it works.
So fucking convenient. But again, I'm like, convince me. Convince me why I should love this God.
Yeah.
There's nothing, like, you're not talking me into it. He's not fair. And nobody ever said he was.
I mean, we're getting pretty close to the end of the Old Testament, right? Yeah. Like we're eking up on Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And there has not been a single point where I was like, yeah, God redeemed himself there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's not been a single moment where I felt that's a good God. No, there's not been one time.
But yeah, I hear people all the time say God is good. Oh, God is good. And I'm like, but by your own admission, he's not.
That's because they read the platitudes, the niceties from the Old Testament, and they read the New Testament, and they mix these things together to make them sound wonderful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you read it all in context, if you read it straight through, you're in for a whole other story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. So,
yeah.
And I feel like this should be done by everybody that is promoting this God.
Honestly, like, if you have not read the entire Bible straight through, then you're not a real Christian to me. And I get to judge that because Christianity is an opinion anyway, so who fucking cares?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, the next time somebody's like, you're a fucking atheist, I'll be like, well, you haven't read it all the way straight through, so you're not a real Christian.
Even Christians can't decide who's the real Christian. So, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Fight amongst yourselves.
Right,
You know, I'll shoot and arrest. Arrest and shoot the survivor, you know?
Right.
Whatever. Okay, so anyway, you suck. I hate you. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Mm. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children. Mm-hmm. The more priests there were, the more they sinned against me. Yeah, that tracks. They exchanged their glorious God for something disgraceful. Those fucks.
Mm. They better had to do with money.
Probably.
Yeah.
They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness.
Yeah.
Probably because that means that they get more sacrificial meat things.
Well, yeah. If you can throw a couple other things in there and be like, hey, you know, if we just do this, we're going to make a little bit extra, you know, dough on the side here.
Right? Yeah. And it will be like people like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat but not have enough. Ooh, that's like that Stephen King book, Thinner. No matter how much you eat, you'll never have enough.
And
I never
read that one, so.
I didn't read it, but it was like really, really popular. And it came out like when I was in elementary school.
Got it.
So I like was Stephen King adjacent at that point. Like I hadn't quite tread those waters.
Yeah.
I was still Christopher Pike all the way, you know, which is like Stephen King light. For kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so they will eat, but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution, but not flourish.
Okay.
Whoever said that prostitutes flourish, anyways?
I don't know.
Like, I thought that, like, poo-poo, we look down on prostitutes and frown on them because sex work isn't real work, and anyway, women are gross.
Well, but apparently these were times when people were doing all the wrong things, so they're going to do those things, but they're going to not flourish doing it, I guess.
So, apparently during this time, prostitution was...
Maybe.
Like, rolling in the dough by fucking...
I guess.
I don't know why.
They weren't rolling in the dough, though, because apparently they didn't prosper, you know? Or they didn't...
They're not going to.
They didn't flourish.
They did, but now they're not going to.
Oh, okay.
Because he's saying...
He's going to make them not... Okay.
Yeah. He's going to stop them from flourishing.
Got it.
Like, I mean, let a girl fuck. If that's the way she found to make money, let her fuck.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether she chose it or not. Like, that may be the only lifestyle available to her. Then again, she just may like it. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of prostitution.
Sure.
But I do know I ain't here to shame anybody for it.
Right.
All right. So anyway, but they're not going to flourish because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution. Yeah, I'm sure that that back then, that was, they were very excited to fuck these dirty dudes.
Yeah.
With the dusty balls. I'm sure that
they didn't. Well, and look, we've already talked about how women are treated in the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. So a woman that gets divorced can never remarry.
Right.
Right. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Die, stupid.
Well, I mean, I'm seriously.
Die or fuck.
Like, you get married early, like, you get sent to marriage early on in your life in these times,
like,
right?
You're an old maid if you ain't married off by 13.
Right, yeah. So, like, if you get divorced by 14, what the fuck are you supposed to do with your life?
Well, die or fuck.
Yeah, that's basically your options.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I have no, it's how they survived. Mm-hmm. And it's not even their fucking fault.
Right. It's your stupid fucking laws that you had that degraded women that you're trying to bring back into style and degrade women today.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Old wine and new wine take away their understanding. Whatever.
Okay.
My people consult a wooden idol and a diviner's rod speaks to them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're like doing that pagan shit.
Yeah, sure.
A spirit of prostitution leads them astray. They are unfaithful to their God. Mm. Sounds like they're faithful to their God. It's just not you? Question mark. Right.
Yeah.
They sacrifice. Yeah. Yeah. They are very.
They're worshiping something.
They're faithful to their God. They're not faithful to you, sir.
Right.
Like, poor choice of words.
Yeah.
They sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills, under oak, poplar, and terebinth, where the shade is pleasant.
Seems like...
Fucking pleasant shade.
God damn it.
I hate when trees give me that pleasant shade.
Yeah, it's bad stuff.
That's a good place to fuck.
I mean, apparently.
If I'm going to fuck outdoors, it's going to be in the shade. Might as well
some good shade. Yeah. Yeah, not the bad shade.
Yeah.
You don't want that bad shade.
I like pleasant shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the unpleasant shade.
Right. Yeah. The unpleasant shade sucks.
Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughters-in-law to adultery. Everybody's all them honey lip vixens out there cheating on their husbands.
Yeah.
Only the women.
Yeah.
They suck. I hate a vagina. I got to tell you.
Well, look, if you're going to look, okay. If you're going to blame somebody, right? This is how Fox News gets away with it. If you're going to blame somebody that's not watching your shit, right?
Right.
And the men are the only ones that give a fuck about this because they're the only ones having the services taught to them and everything, sure. Right? So if you're going to blame somebody, blame the immigrants. Blame the black people. Blame the people that aren't watching fucking Fox News.
Right.
I'm just putting this in context of the modern times,
and so that's why they're blaming the women.
Yeah.
Like, the women aren't.
They're not there. They're not relevant. They don't have, they don't matter in this time.
Right.
So that's why they're being blamed for everything, because the men are the only ones that are currently in a place to make decisions. So
like with Fox News, the straight white male cis men, Christian, is the only one that quote unquote matters.
I would say they speak to the women too. On Fox News. Granted, they are trying to back tread on some of the rights that women have.
It's cute because they're trying to do the thing that if you watched the show The Handmaid's Tale,
right.
They're trying to do the thing where Serena Joy, like, you know, she spoke for women to go trad.
They're co-opting.
And then she's like, oh, fuck, but it applies to me?
Right.
Like, yes, sweetheart, you have a vagina, my darling. Do you not bleed out your pussy?
Right. Yeah.
You nasty. They don't like that.
Yeah.
But they do want to fuck it.
Right.
They want to fuck it so much. So you better lay down, because that's what's going to happen in this trad world. Don't be a Serena Joy.
Right.
Don't sell out.
No.
Because you think that you climbed up the ladder and you pulled it up behind you, but what you didn't know that they gave you that ladder and they can take it away.
Yeah, so definitely.
Stupid ass. Women, trad women, just, they're so dumb.
You're going to have to describe, you're going to have to define trad women to me, because I don't know, I've heard the term, but I don't know.
Trad is short for traditional.
Ah.
And so it's just a way of... it's this new wave across the TikToks and the Facebook shorts and the YouTube shorts. I don't know what the shorts are. I call them all shorts.
Sure.
Okay. So all the TikTok-y Vine things, okay?
Yeah.
These trad wives are pushing for traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and the woman serves her husband.
Got it.
You know, she brings okay. him his beer, and he's in charge, and oh, daddy.
So it's a
know?
Whole culture.
It is.
It's a whole thing.
And it's being pushed forth onto the rest of us. Got and it. Kind of, it's kind of Christian, and the Christians have co-opted it. It was there, but it was like underground-ish, kind of like Proud Boy stuff.
Yeah.
It used to be like you heard about it on The Fringe.
Sure.
Or like people that talked about Jews having space lasers from space. It used to be like Fringe shit. You'd hear about it, but you'd be like, those freaks are weird.
Yeah.
That think like that.
But the alpha male stuff is becoming more and more prominent mm-hmm. And more relevant in society through social media channels
yes.
like TikTok, like
yes.
Whatever.
The you know, YouTube
the
shorts,
YouTube shorts
and
all that, yeah.
Oh, I think Facebook is what, Reels or something like that?
That's Instagram.
Oh, fuck
I don't
me.
Know.
I don't fucking know what those shits
called. I don't know what they call them on Facebook exactly, but
I don't know.
They're on there too.
They're all shorts.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're all right. shorts across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole trad wife thing is becoming like mainstreamed.
Got
and it's gross. It's fucking gross.
Oh, I agree.
And it's stupid because they think that them having a Facebook channel, a YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
is somehow not going to eventually get taken away from them.
I think the sad part is that they're being validated by men,
mm-hmm.
probably almost exclusively,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some women, but like the majority of their audience has to be men, right?
Right.
And these men are agreeing with their values, but what they're doing is they're agreeing with they want women to be subservient.
Right.
That's all they're agreeing with. They're not yeah. agreeing with the fact that you're a better person. In fact, they don't like women. They're just saying, yeah, y'all should fucking bow to me and, you know, make me dinner, bitch.
It's just the new face of incels.
Right.
That's all it's ever been.
Yeah.
And it's been incels since the beginning of time, whatever name that they used to be called. And incel, of course, stands for involuntarily celibate because, you know, women are depriving these poor sweethearts their pussy holes.
Right.
If we would only let them fuck us, they would,
right.
they would, you know, be nice.
Yeah.
And then why are all the Chads who are not incels,
mm-hmm.
why are all the Chads getting all these bitches?
Right.
And it's like, because you call them bitches and because all you think about is sex and because you're not a cool person and you're gross.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, no one wants to be around you, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the problem.
Except other incels.
Right.
And so this whole thing has kind of become like all the weird fringe groups. It's like they were all floating around in this pool. Right. And then there was like, somebody pulled the plug, right? And so now they're all swirling around together. But as they swirl around together in this whirlpool,
yeah.
they all like become closer, right?
Yeah.
Like they used to be fringes on the outside, like on the outside of the bathtub. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you pulled the plug and now the whirlpool is bringing them all closer together. And now they're like all one big, giant, gross group of dudes that can't get laid and women that want something that
yeah.
I don't quite understand.
Right. They're getting validation. They're getting the validation that, like, a lot of people just seek validation online,
right?
And that's what's happening, right?
They're, yeah.
They don't. I would wager that there's a lot of the you call them trad wives or whatever
mm-hmm.
that don't necessarily fully believe everything they're saying, but they're saying it because they understand that they're part of a culture that
right.
sort of believes some of these things, and when they say them, they get validated,
right?
And the more they say it, the more they get validated. And the more they get validated, the more confident they are in these. Like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
These incels are feeling more. They like to call themselves alpha males. Whatever. They're all just a bunch of shitheads.
They're all incels.
Yeah, right. They are feeding these people the validation that they're seeking. And therefore, it's just like this vicious cycle of building upon itself because, unfortunately, probably some of these women are influencing some ideas in younger women and
yeah.
different, you know, ideas through society at this point because of how mm-hmm. much traction some of this is getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part.
It is.
And I don't know how to, like, part of what we do mm-hmm. is trying to call out the bullshit in the Bible, which is adjacent to some of these ideas, right?
Right, exactly.
And that's kind of how we feel about what we're doing is that, well, these ideas are stemming kind of from a religious standpoint.
Yeah.
So let's talk about religion. And let's face up to and own these things that are happening in our society.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know we're way off topic.
But are we though? Because this is literally downing, negging women for the choices that they made to survive.
Right.
And is that any different from what's happening today?
No.
So are we really off topic?
No, I think that's one of the most interesting things to me that we've come across while reading the Bible is how relevant a lot of these ideas are in society today, because in large part, some of these ideas in the Old Testament are coming back to the surface.
Right.
Right. We used to live, I feel like we used to live in this world where Jesus was nicer, God was nicer.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just we had less internet and less like clicks and less, I don't know what it was. I don't know what made it feel different, right? I didn't grow up religious, no, so I don't really understand what I'm getting at with regard to that. I always had
the understanding of Buddy Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
Like, there's a reason that was a meme, and it wasn't like a make fun of it meme. It was a, just be cool to each other, man.
Right.
Like, that was my understanding of Jesus.
Stemming maybe from like the, 70s, 60s, hippie movement. And sure. On through, like there was an idea springing forth in society that allowed Jesus to be kinder, gentler, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But we have regressed and we've gone back since the 80s to where Jesus is less prominent and the OT God is becoming more prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's problematic.
When you hear Christians literally say Jesus is too woke, which I have heard.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Right. To go back to that again. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Like hardcore Bible thumping Christians saying Jesus is too woke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very weird.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
yeah.
God hates you and your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughters-in-law to adultery, because they're honey-lipped vixens.
Yeah. Right.
I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution. Nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes.
Wait, is he actually calling out men?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Kind of shocked there.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
Because
I did a whole rant about how he's not going to say anything about the men.
But he's
and
like,
here it is.
He's like, men.
I eat my words a bit.
Right?
Just a bit.
Because
we're still using women as the,
as the
example
tool
here,
to
so.
Beat them over the head.
Right.
Yeah. Because, he's like, well, I'm not mad at the fucking harlots.
Right. But they're still harlots.
They're still fucking harlots. Right. I mean, literally, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes. So he's like, they're still just nasty whores.
Right.
But I'm not mad at them or anything.
Sure.
I get it. These men out here fucking, all these gross women. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at the disgusting gross women. Blah.
Yeah. Right. We get it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. A people without understanding will come to ruin. Yeah, they will. I agree with you.
Sure.
Kind of where we're headed right now.
Right.
Especially if, Trump wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though you, Israel, commit adultery, do not let Judah become guilty. Remember before he was like...
Oh, because Northern and Southern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember earlier
and this
on?
This is an older book. Mm-hmm. So.
And he was telling the one, you made the bad choices first.
Yeah.
So I'm less mad at you than I am with the other one who saw how pissed I was at you.
Right.
And then went ahead and did that shit anyways.
It was easy to forget because we're kind of later in the Bible.
Right.
But yeah, this was an older book that's still based on that Northern tribe, Southern tribe,
mm-hmm.
Judah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not, we haven't talked about it for a while.
Right. He's like, Israel is such a fuckface,
right.
And they just did everything bad and wrong. Judah, don't go down that path.
Right.
You know better. You've got an example.
Yeah.
And then they did anyway. And he's like, womp womp, fuck all of you. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth Avenue. I don't know.
Sure, whatever.
And do not swear as surely as the Lord lives. The Israelites are stubborn. Oh, wait, no. That was the end of that quote. Do not swear as surely as the Lord lives.
Oh, okay.
Don't swear.
Don't swear.
Don't swear that.
Got it.
That's my new swear, by the way. Surely as the Lord lives.
Right.
Ah, my leg hurts as surely as the Lord lives. The Israelites are stubborn like a stubborn heifer. You know how heifers be stubborn.
Well, and I think, yeah, right. They're pretty hard to move, you know, I'm just saying. But that's an interesting phrasing because the heifer was actually the symbol of Yahweh in northern Israel.
That's true. That is true. So it's
an interesting way to phrase that.
Yeah.
That's going way back.
Way back, yeah. But not that far back.
Not that far back.
Right? Right. Like around the Kings and Chronicles.
Right. No, I was just saying, like, as far as when we read it versus where we are now, that was a while back that we read that.
History-wise.
That we learned about that.
Yeah. Israelites are stubborn, like a stubborn heifer, like, you know, the fucking golden calf that y'all keep trying to bring back. I'm bringing heifers back.
No.
No?
No.
No, it's a...
Yeah, no, I know. I know what it is.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, no? I got it.
I'm bringing heifers back.
I don't think that's going to... No, that's not going to take off.
I thought it was great.
I don't think you have a top 40 hit there.
God damn it.
Yeah.
How then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow if you won't let me bring heifers back? I added that last bit. The question was, how then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow?
Oh.
And then I added, if you won't let me bring heifers back.
Got it. That's funny. Good. Yeah, I like that. That was a nice addition.
That's pretty quick, right?
I approve. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it sounded real.
Yeah.
Seemed legit.
It did.
Yeah. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave them alone.
Okay.
Even when their drinks are gone, they continue their prostitution.
They don't even have to be drunk. They have the sex anyway.
And they just fuck all over the place. They fuck raw, man. They are tore up from the floor up. They be fucking all the time.
God.
Their rulers dearly love shameful ways. Mm. I mean, I dearly love shameful ways.
Mm.
All the shameful ways. I dearly love them.
Dearly.
Yeah. I also dearly love Sharpies.
You do. You do dearly love Sharpies.
I dearly love stickers.
Yeah.
I dearly love Afghans. Yeah. I cannot have enough Afghans on my bed.
Right.
I dearly love coffee.
Yeah.
What do you... I just named several things that I dearly love besides prostitution and...
I dearly love you,
shameful
darling.
Ways. Aww. That was so sweet. I might die. Oh, my God.
So many points. So many points. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now name something else.
Oh, shit. I got to come up with something else?
Yeah, come on. You're looking around. You're like, what do I love?
I mean,
love?
I guess...
What do I love?
No, I love playing games.
You dearly love playing board games.
I do.
And collecting them.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is something I really enjoy.
You dearly love your record collection.
I do.
Because many of them came from your dad and are sentimental to you.
Yeah. If I had more money to spend on it, a hobby that I would dearly love would be woodworking.
You would.
I would really love to do that.
Yeah.
Something I've craved to do for years. I was a carpenter briefly when I was younger. Not like Jesus.
I was trying so hard. I was like, how do I work this in?
But ever since that time, it's something that the ability to create something with your hands to me, and it doesn't have to be carpentry, right? Like there's other hobbies that I enjoy. Sure. Where I create things. I tried to make a lamp once. That didn't work out very well with popsicle sticks.
It was
horrible. It worked.
It did work.
It was not good.
But it looked like you made it in camp, like summer camp, when you were like in fifth grade.
Yes.
And you're like, no, this was just a couple years ago.
No, it was really fucking bad. Yeah. It's like that ornament on your Christmas tree that you say, oh, that was so sweet. My kid made that when they were three.
Yeah.
And it's the ugliest goddamn thing on the tree. Right?
Yeah.
But you still say it's sweet.
Because it is. Because right, your three-year-old made it.
They did their best. I did my best. You
it
know?
Was your macaroni
What was I supposed
art.
To do? I had never made a popsicle lamp before. And, you know, I still wouldn't claim to have done that. Because that one fucking sucked.
You threw it away. And I was so, like, I was both delighted
you and kid
sad.
Made so much fun we of me did. Over that damn thing.
We made fun of you. But then when we moved, you were like, so this is going in the trash. And I was like, but it's your popsicle lamp. And you were like, babe, It's trash. Come on. Yeah, and yeah. I was like, I mean, it is, but it's your pups. It's your macaroni art.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
All right, ready?
Last sentence. We still have Bible left, huh?
We do. Okay, one sentence.
Got
ready?
It, one sentence.
Yeah, yeah. A whirlwind will sweep them away and their sacrifices will bring them shame. The end.
Fuck.
Wow, but they're talking about a whirlwind. And earlier I was talking about a whirlpool, you know?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Is that?
I'm a prophet. I'm a goddamn prophet.
That one's water and the other one's air.
Yeah, so. But it's the word whirl.
Whirl. Okay.
Yeah.
You knew that whirl something mm-hmm. was going to not.
I foresaw the whirl.
The whirl.
I'm a future teller.
Yeah.
I read.
You can tell when there's going to be a whirl in the future.
There's a whirl coming. Everybody look out. Random whirls just falling out the sky and bathtubs and every which way.
Yeah.
Whirl here and a whirl there.
All right, guys. That was the end of Hosea chapter 4.
It sure as fuck was.
And I said it earlier, but we may be a little, I don't know. I don't want to make any promises. We may be a little sporadic between now and the next couple of weeks because of reasons, which you can find out about. And it is an interesting story. I wouldn't point you this direction if I was lying, because you absolutely probably won't fucking believe it when you hear it. But it is an interesting story. What happened to wife?
I will tell you that one of my mottos is, and I mentioned this over there, catastrophe now makes a great story later.
Yeah.
And it was a catastrophe and it is a great story.
So if you want to hear the story, it's available to everybody publicly. You don't even have to sign up for Patreon.
Doesn't cost you a dime.
But you do have to go over to the Patreon site, which is mm-hmm. patreon.com/sacrilegious discourse. And it is called, what do they call it? It was a wife's something sagas. I don't know.
Wife is broken.
Wife is broken. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The saga.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So it'll be, if you go over there today, it'll be the one below this episode on the Patreon site. Although you wouldn't be able to, I don't know, whatever. Just go find it.
Yeah.
It'll be one of the newest ones up there.
Yeah.
Wife's Broken, the Saga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Go listen to it. Find out what happened to wife and get a good laugh. Because Jesus Christ.
But for real,
it's
though.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's perfect, though. I mean, it's me.
It's something.
Yep. It's me. That tracks.
All right. That's all we got for today. We will be back at some point. And we also, at least I will be. I don't know if wife's going to make the trek or not, given certain circumstances right now. But one of us or both of us will be down at the Kentucky Free Thought Convention on this coming Saturday, mm-hmm. which will be in Covington, Kentucky, which is just south of Cincinnati. So if you haven't signed up to go there yet, go there now. We've got special gifts for anybody that shows up and tells us that they heard about that on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So say that and we got something for you.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you there. If not, we'll see you on the next episode and take care. Thanks for hanging in there with us, guys.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, it's Mark Maron from WTF here to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And I'm sure the reason you're listening to this podcast right now is because you chose it. Well, choose Progressive's Name Your Price tool, and you could find insurance options that fit your budget so you can pick the best one for your situation. Who doesn't like choice? Try it at progressive.com. And now, some legal info. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Double.
You're talking to a celebrity. How are you doing? Oh, I just made $24 million on my last film, and it's doing great. It's not interesting to hear how your life is going well. What's interesting to me is when you tell me something stupid that happened to you, something funny, something annoying. I'm Alan Zweig, naysayer, contrarian, filmmaker. Subscribe to The Worst Podcast. It'll be the best, worst podcast you've ever heard.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.